Amen. If you got your Bible, Luke the 11th chapter, in the first verse, we've been so blessed by even the adult Sunday school teaching this morning was fantastic. Appreciate the effort people put in to make this thing happen, come early and sing and practice to sing and all the stuff that they do. And I want to say how much I appreciate everyone. It takes a lot of effort to make a church service happen. Ushers, sound people, live stream people, amen, hostesses, and this all kind of stuff going on. Amen. And I'm thankful most of all for the people that are under the load for prayer. Amen. That have a burden. I'm going to pray that everything goes good. I'm going to pray for revival. Amen. I'm depending on you more than I'm depending on anybody. Amen. I've had church without musicians before and singers and no live stream, but I've never had church without prayer. And I'm not planning on doing it. Amen. So thank you. Amen. So I'm going to preach what God has laid up on my heart. Amen. Then we can go home for a minute. We have a Spanish service at 3 o'clock. If anybody knows any Spanish-speaking people, the Lord's really been blessing each service. Connect us with them somehow. And then tonight we're believing for a Holy Ghost blowout. Holy Ghost, whatever he wants. Amen. Thank the Lord. Luke chapter 11, verse 1. And it came to pass that as he was praying, everybody say he was praying, in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, Jesus said unto them, when ye pray, everybody say, when you pray. When you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The second verse, one more time. And he said unto them, when ye pray. Amen. It's not an option of if we get to pray. Amen. We have to pray. Amen. If you don't pray, something will get you. He said, when you pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and this is what I want to preach about. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Just like it is in heaven, let it be so in this earth. Amen. And I want to preach a little while from this title, The Importance of the Will of God. Amen. The importance of the will of God. Amen. Set your Bibles down and lift your hands and your voices to the Lord. Come on, all across the house. Help me pray right now that God would anoint this house in a special way. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, we need you in this. God, speak to your people, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Let something get a hold of us today, Lord. Ooh, God, let us yield to you like we've never yielded to you, God. Talk to us, God. Help us today. Come on, can you join up with somebody next to you? Come on, let's pray for one moment. I need the Holy Ghost to sweep across this house. Come on, we need an anointing in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus, do it, God. God, not my will, but thy will be done in this house, in my life, God, every step I take, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now in a way of worship, why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Come on, he's worthy of all the praise. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. I want to preach about, everybody say, the importance of the will of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. A lot of people don't like to preach about the will of God, but I'm going to preach about the will of God. Hallelujah. The reason I'm going to preach about the will of God is nothing's going to work out right unless you're in the will of God. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I want to be happy about the will of God. Amen. I don't want to begrudgingly say, God, if it's your will, let it happen. But I want to get to the point in my life where I'm happy to do exactly what God wants me to do. Come on, anybody want to join me today in getting lined up with the perfect will of God? Hallelujah. When Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray, he said, when you pray, say. Praise God. Everybody say, say. To say is to make speech. Amen. Don't let me get too complicated for your theology. But Jesus said, when you pray, you got to say something. Hallelujah. Amen. To say something means you make an expression with your own language. Amen. When you say something, I studied all the languages of what all this meant. Did it mean something else in the original manuscript? No, it did not. It means when you pray, say something. It means you open your mouth, amen, and you let the thought that's in your heart come out your mouth. That's what it means to say something. Let me tell you what prayer is not. Prayer is not a moment of silence. Amen. We didn't come to meditate. We come to open up our mouth and pray like we've never prayed before. Hey, if we want God to move, we got to learn to pray. Amen. Meditating on the Lord is good. Matter of fact, I meditate on him day and night. That's what the writer would say. I believe thinking on these things is good. I believe in all that. But when Jesus is teaching his disciples to pray, he said, say something. Boy, I feel like preaching right now. You know what prayer meeting ought to be? It ought to be a bunch of people with their mouth open saying something to the Creator, to the God that brought them out, to the God that brought them out of a miry clay and picked them up and gave them new hope and new life. Amen. Jesus said you got to say something. Amen. If Jesus said open your mouth and say something, don't let the enemy stop up your mouth. Well, I'm just too ashamed to pray what I need to pray. Well, you need to get past all that. It don't matter if you're down or up or halfway in between. Open your mouth and talk to Jesus. Prayer moves things. The Bible said when they prayed, the house was shaken. People say, I wonder why the house never shakes. Maybe we need to back up and figure out why we don't pray. Amen. Maybe I'm preaching. I know this is a praying church. Maybe I'm preaching to somebody on the internet. But I believe there's room for everybody to improve. Amen. I believe there's room for everybody to improve. Amen. It's time to get committed to praying. Amen. Matthew, Jesus would say, your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him. Amen. Don't just sit there and tell us, well, God knows what I need. Of course he does. The Bible said he knows what you need. Amen. But he also said, when you humble yourself and pray, then will I hear from heaven. Amen. A God who knows your thoughts, who knows why you're thinking those thoughts, who knows how many hairs is on your head, who knows how much money's in your bank account, knows whether it's got a positive sign in front of it or a negative sign in front of it, knows what illnesses you're battling, know what addictions you're battling, knows what troubles in your life. He knows it all, but he still said, you have not because you asked not. What would it hurt to open your mouth and pray? Praise God. Come on, help me right now. Hallelujah. Stir up this church, God. Stir up your people, God. Hallelujah. I was thinking this morning, knowing what I was going to preach about. Amen. Looking around at the needs that were represented in this church and listening to the volume of prayer that was coming out. And I thought, Lord, the volume don't match the needs. I was looking around thinking at the miracles that's already happened. And I was listening to the volume of the prayer and the praise and the thank yous. And I was thinking, you know what? The volume ain't matching what you've done, God. Come on, church. Hey, man, you got to learn how to let your volume match what God has done for you. Amen. There's so many people, when you got here, you were bound. You were addicted. You were a mess. You didn't have nothing to your name. And God, I said, God opened up the windows of heaven. You know what the least we could do is open up our mouth and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. Come on, praise him. Praise him. Praise him. He's worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. On the day of Pentecost, amen, the Bible says the Holy Ghost came in the house and it was a mighty rushing wind. I want to tell you, one of the loudest things you'll ever hear is a mighty rushing wind. Amen. I rebuke the theology that says church is supposed to be dead and quiet and reserved and laid back. Hey, if you would have been there when I prayed through, you would know. You would know. You would know why I can't keep quiet. You would know why I can't stay still. You would know why I get a little wild every now and then. I wish somebody just praise him right now. Amen. For what he's already done. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Prayer. Amen. Is something that you say. Can you imagine thinking all of your life, man, I sure do love my wife, but it was just a thought in my mind, but I never expressed it. I would ask the question, if you never said it, do you really love her? Amen. There's a difference between a thought that you got down in your heart and one you let out. My Bible said, out of the abundance of the heart If you can't say I love you, honey, there must not be a lot of I love you, honey in there. Come on. If you can't say I love you, Jesus. If you can't say thank you, Lord, for helping me. Thank you for healing me. Thank you for delivering. There must not be a lot of thank you in there. Praise God. I hope this is all right. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, when your heart gets full, you're going to say it. Well, I'm the shy type. It don't matter. You can pick on somebody that's shy, and you just keep on picking on them. They may not say anything for a little bit, but when they had all they can take, what used to be a little shy thing is going to bow up on you. Amen. It's just the word of God. When the heart gets full, it just comes out. Don't tell me I love him when you don't tell. Oh, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. That ain't what I come to preach about. Amen. But it kind of is. Hallelujah. Why don't you just say what's on your mind? Somebody asked me, how do you pray? It's how you pray. You just talk to him. I don't want to just think positive thoughts. I want to speak positive thoughts. I don't want to just think in my mind, I think I can make it. I think I can make it. I'm going to open my mouth and say, you know what? I'm going through. I'm going through. I don't care what the rest of the whoever decides to do. Come on, church. I don't want to just think in my mind, I'm going over. I'm not going under. I'm going over because the Bible said it. I don't want to just sit there and think it. I want to say it. You know why you need to say it? Heaven needs to hear you say it. But hell needs to hear you say it too. I'm not backing up. I'm not turning around. I'm going forward. There's no reverse in me. I'm going to make it all the way. He that endureth till the end shall be saved. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. I'm going to say it. When you say something, things begin to happen. Ezekiel 37, if you don't mind putting it on the screen, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. It was a really bad situation. And then the Lord said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? He was saying, do you think a miracle can happen? You know what God's wanting you to do? He's wanting you to open your mouth and say, I absolutely believe it. Come on, church. God responds to people's faith. He responds to faith. And when he says, can these bones live? Amen. God will come to you and say, do you think I can heal your body? Have you ever had a thought come into your mind? Do you think I can turn your financial situation around? Do you think I can turn your marriage around? Do you think I... God's not wanting you to think about it. When he asks you, he wants you to open your mouth. Amen. And Ezekiel answered, oh Lord God, thou knowest. Honestly, it was kind of a cop out. Amen. But when the situation gets very dire, amen, it gets kind of hard to speak it. But You got to learn how to speak things that aren't as though they are. Amen. You got to look at things not how you see it, but how God, with God all things are, they're what? With God all things are. Then you got to speak things that aren't as though they are. How can they be? Because God can do all things. Amen. Can my lost children come back to God? Well, you don't realize how far they've gone. I don't. Well, I do care. Amen. But I don't care how far they've gone, because I got a God that knows how to take very, very dry bones and bring them back to life. Amen. Again, he said unto me, first he asked me, can these bones live? And then I said, thou knowest. And then again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones. You ever see anybody prophesy with their mouth shut? That's called thinking. It's called meditating. I ain't got a problem with people meditating. But there's a time to quit meditating and time to start talking. Let me think about it. Let me think about if I want to live for God or not. Well, it's time to quit thinking about it. And it's time to put it in gear and start action. Hallelujah. Amen. And this is how this miracle begins, with the Lord saying, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them. God, how's my situation going to change? First, it's going to start with your mouth. It's going to start with what you're saying. I want to tell you, when you speak negativity, you are destroying your own miracle. Amen. I believe two is better than one, because one can pick the other up. Amen. I can't tell you how many times, like, if I would be down, my wife would be up. If I'd be up, she, amen. And there was always somebody there. Oh, we're not going to speak negative. We're going to speak positive. We're going to speak the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to say it. Amen. If we keep... Amen. If you're not married, you need a good friend. Amen. Not one that's carnal. Not one that talks during prayer meeting. Not one that talks while worship going on and, you know, have a greeting ministry. I've never seen that in the Bible. I've seen the fivefold, but I've never seen the greeting ministry. Amen. We got quiet all of a sudden. Amen. Well, that's just my ministry. I talk to people. Well, probably what you are is a distraction. Amen. I've heard of distracting things. Amen. You know, if God tells me to go tell somebody something, I'm going to go tell them. But if God don't say tell anybody, I'm fixing to praise God if it's praise and worship. If I'm praying and God tells me, go speak something, I'm going to go speak something. Amen. But when I'm done, I'm going to go right back to praying. Hey, my prayer time is more important than anything in this world. Hallelujah. Amen. So how did this miracle happen? This is how it began. Prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Can you imagine speaking to your trial saying, you lying devil trial, you listen to the word of God right now. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Hey, when you start speaking to it, thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter in you, and ye shall live, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I open my mouth and I begin to quote the word of God. Amen. You talking about power begins to let go in your environment when you begin to speak the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. When I opened my mouth, everybody say, when I opened my mouth, as I was commanded, there was a noise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above. That means God did a lot of stuff, but there was no breath in them. Amen. What are you? I don't have my complete miracle yet. Amen. I know I opened my mouth. Amen. I got this far by praying. What are we going to do now, Pastor? Amen. We're just going to keep on praying. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. If you already spoke to the bones and that miracle happened and you need more and they need wind and breath and life, just go ahead and open your mouth and start prophesying to the wind. You got to know who you are. You ain't in a dead church. You ain't in a denominational church that says repeat and be baptized. You walked into an original apostolic church where he said repent and be baptized. Every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Why is that important? Well, I'll tell you the biggest reason is important. Except the man is born of the water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. He'll never even see it without this Holy Ghost in feeling. Amen. But let me tell you why it's important here. Because Jesus said, you shall be endued with power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. I'm not talking about heaven right now. I'm talking about taking dominion right here, right now, right here, right now, over my situation, over my trial, over my mess. Hallelujah. Everybody say, speak the word. My Lord, hallelujah, praise God. Son of man, say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds. It's beautiful in a trial, amen, when you're not saying, well, I think you ought to end or think you ought to whatever, amen, but when you start saying, thus saith the word of God, hallelujah. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I opened my mouth again and started speaking the word of God just like he told me to do. And the breath came into them, and they lived, and they stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Tell you, there's power when people open their mouth. Help me wait on the Lord for one moment. Hallelujah. God, show me what you want. I
Sataya da bahasataya. Come on, help me pray for a moment. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Isa da ba 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 ba.